Now this is a poem that is often imitated.
Imitated. Spoofed by many a poet. It's kind of become a game among poets to like write a version of This Is Just to Say. My favorite one is by a poet named Kenneth Koch.
Okay, let's hear him.
I chopped down the house that you had been saving to live in next summer. I am sorry, but it was morning and I had nothing to do, and its wooden beams were so inviting. Last evening we went dancing and I broke your leg. Forgive me. I was clumsy and I wanted you here in the wards, where I am the doctor.
That story has everything, that last one.
It really does. It's an entire novel in three lines.
Now, I understand that when you type the title of this poem into the internet, one finds all sorts of other ones.
When you type in, this is just to say, in quotes, and spoof.
Yeah, and I did find this one by somebody named Jason Nicholas. This is just to say, I've pulled the pin from the grenade on the desk. Forgive me. I thought it was my key ring and... Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. This is an actual submission to a Harry Potter fan fiction contest. It's by Tom Phillips, and it's Dumbledore's death in the style of William Carlos Williams. This is just to say, I have killed the wizard who was in your novels, and whose death you were probably saving for book 7. Forgive me, he had it coming, so beardy and so old.
So my favorite of all the variations on this is written by a student named Andrew. Maybe it's pronounced Vecchione.
Vecchione, maybe.
Could I ask you to read that? It's called Sorry, But It Was Beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry I took your money and burned it, but it looked like the world falling apart when it crackled and burned. So I think it was worth it. After all, you can't see the world fall apart every day.
We asked some of our regular contributors to do their own variations on the poem. Here they are.
This is Just to Say by Starley Kine. 1. I chose the other girl. I'm sorry. It's not just that I'm more attracted to her. It's also that she is more interesting. 2. I used your dog as an excuse to pick up girls at the dog park, which is especially tacky since I'm your boyfriend. Please forgive me. I'm really bad at being in a relationship, and I'm pretty sure I told you that when we first got together.
This is Just to Say by Jonathan Goldstein. This is just to say, I have eaten the fruit of knowledge, but nothing happened. Not a word, no lightning or volcanoes, not even a drop of rain. So I was just wondering, are you there?
This is Just to Say by Heather O'Neill. Dear Mom, this is just to say I forgive you for eating all the plums, the apples, the pears, and even drinking the last of the orange juice. I forgive you for emptying Dad's bank account and for painting stars on our station wagon right before you got in and drove away. I forgive you for leaving us without even saying goodbye. Your plans were always so sweet, so delicious, and so cold.